This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Annie Fry, and you might have heard my Saturday morning episode that I uploaded to my normal daily podcast, or at least week daily podcast. Traditionally, yep, I'm there talking about politics and news and culture, yeah, all that heavy stuff. And I've started here in this election season working to try to recenter myself on Saturdays along with you. I don't know when you're going to listen to this episode. It might be a Tuesday. It might be the middle of the week. It might be long after the current election season here in 2024. But I wanted to take this opportunity to really kind of push myself to refocus each week on what really matters. If you haven't listened to my radio show, I'm on weekdays on 97.1 FM in St. Louis. And like I said, Fox News Radio affiliate station, my show is on locally in St. Louis. I talk a lot about my life and my family. I've got four kids. And I talk also on the air, probably quite a bit for some, maybe not enough for others, about my Christian faith. And the reason why I wanted to add this episode into what I traditionally upload on my podcast on Saturdays is because it's really important to remind myself what the whole purpose is, what the whole point of the important things that we do talk about during the week, what it all boils down to. I think that Well, let me put it this way. What I've noticed when I talk to people in political circles, it's like the only thing that matters is the political outcome. When I talk to people in religious circles, it's like the only thing that matters is the religious outcome. And I'm here to say to you that the only thing that matters is the religious outcome. Yes, I agree with that. But we're not in a position as Christians, or if you're somebody who's listening right now who's just trying to learn more about Christians, you don't really believe any of this, or maybe you like what I do on the radio and you're not a Christian, but you're here still listening and you're thinking, why am I listening? We aren't in a position to pretend as if the world doesn't exist. We are not to be of this world because we do belong to Christ, but we're also not supposed to be, you can't cover your eyes to what's taking place in the world and pretend like it doesn't exist, which is why I really do push back in conversations that I might find myself in where it's telling you to not consider the things that happen on a day-to-day basis as important. I'm here to tell you that, in my opinion, they are very important. But the thing that we need to remember when we're considering this, especially when these news cycles wash over us and consume us, maybe it's not news or politics for you. Maybe it's the weight of a diagnosis of a family member. Maybe it's the loss of somebody who you have, known forever, or was very important to you. And these waves come over you, and the emotion, every time the wave comes over, it might be despair, it might be sadness, it might be regret that you might have because of a relationship that didn't feel complete when you lost it. I think that another thing that a lot of people are experiencing here, we're in mid-August at the point of recording this episode, that people are letting their kids go to college away, and then you go home, and they stay there, and it's another wave by wave by wave of emotion that sweeps over you. It's not realistic to look at that and go, well, I've got Jesus and everything is going to be okay. it's important to say, and it's important to know, and it's important to believe. But at the same time, I don't think that you can just do that as a human being that is full of emotion and feeling. You can't just do that. And the stuff that makes you feel those things, it is important. It's important to talk about, or it's important to acknowledge. And I find myself during the week, specifically based on how most of you know me, is through my radio show and being an outspoken conservative. And I'm 40. I have, kiddos that I'm looking after. I've got bills that I need to pay. I've got a great husband who he and I are trying to like see each other sometimes during the week in between all of the places that we're supposed to be. It gets to be a lot. It gets to be overwhelming at times. And you couple all of those things together, whatever your personal issue is that you're facing, maybe you're struggling at work, maybe you're struggling with relationships that you have, maybe people who you thought you could count on, you realize, I can't count on those people. That's a heartbreaking thing to go through. I've been through that myself. It is a heartbreaking reality to come to. You put all of that together, and then maybe the cherry on top is another stupid news headline that just makes you mad because the people who are supposed to be representing you in some form of government or in some situation, maybe it's a local church council or something like that, or maybe it's a school board in your town or a library board in your town, and you're just like, if I beat my head against the wall one more time, I'm gonna have a migraine. All of these things come together and it makes it feel insurmountable. And I talked about this last week about how my confirmation verse, if you don't know what a confirmation verse is, some people listening might not understand what a confirmation verse is. A confirmation verse, upon being confirmed into the faith, at least as a Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod Lutheran that I am, LCMS Lutheran, you're baptized as babies. We baptize babies. Not everybody does that, but we do. And I'm glad we do. Sometime when you've kind of come of age and you can publicly affirm and confirm your faith in what your church teaches, you become confirmed into the church. And then in our church, that's when you begin to take communion. You get assigned a verse from the Bible. It kind of becomes yours, so to speak. And mine is in Deuteronomy, and it says, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Last week, and you can go back and listen to that episode, I'd invite you to, from the Saturday prior, I talked about how initially, I got assigned this Deuteronomy verse. Well, there's Joshua 1:9, and Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid. It's basically the same verse, but Joshua 1:9 says later on in the Bible, of course, after Deuteronomy, it says at the beginning, God says, have I not commanded you? And that kind of smacked me in the face last week. That all happened naturally. I don't have any notes in front of me right now while I'm talking to you. I'm just talking. And that's kind of what I wanted this to be, is a heart to heart where I get to say things out loud and hope that they pray that they benefit you in any way, shape, or form, that they also benefit me, because I've got the one thing I do have in front of me is an open Bible. It just kind of smacked me in the face where God is saying later on in the Bible, have I not commanded you? Which sounds exactly like me saying to my kids, how many times do I have to tell you this? How many times do I have to go over and then fill in the blank here? And you can see how God gets kind of frustrated with us. Like, good grief, people. How many, like, I've got this. I've got the whole thing in my hands. How many times do I have to remind you? And then he tells us again to be strong and courageous. So that was my message last week, or kind of my reflection last week. And as I thought about that, and I got a lot of great feedback from people like you. So thank you for doing that, for talking to me and encouraging me to show up again this Saturday and record once again. The whole be strong and courageous and God saying, all right, I'll tell you again. I've told you before. We've gone over this. How many times do I have to tell you this? Have I not commanded you? That still doesn't make it easy. So, going through what we were saying before, all of the different things that you can face at any given time, it doesn't make it simple to just go, you're right, God's got it. You can know it. You can feel it. You can believe it. But you can still understand that maybe, like, in the stack of books that have the things that you know, that book is firmly there holding everything up, but you still got to take off the worry and the fretting and the fear and maybe a little frustration or anger or regret that is stacked all on top of that. Even though you know that book is down there, you got to move some things out of the way in order to get to that understanding at the bottom, that foundational understanding that God has you. God has me. God also knows what I'm dealing with. God knows the struggles that I'm facing. And he wants to love me through it. He also, I think it's something that I forget often and need a regular reminder of, is that not only does God know my struggles, not only does God know the things that I have self-doubt about or the fears that I have. You know, I'm a parent. I've got four kids. You better believe that I just basically worry for a living. God knows all of my worries and he knows all of my fears and he knows all of my struggles. But I think it's really important to remember that he doesn't just like know that those things exist. God through Jesus was here and he felt those things. He felt those things in his own context, not through my worries, not through, is my son going to do okay in high school? Is my son going to make more friends in high school? Is he going to, you know, he's on the golf team for the first time. Is he going to understand and learn how to play golf and have success at that? I mean, little teeny tiny fears to some of the biggest fears that I could fathom about getting older and about time moving faster than I can control to slow down. So I know that God knows my struggles. He knows personally what I'm stressing about. He knows that my heart and my mind are wrapped around the next 80 or so days of this election. He understands that that's important to me and important to us and important to what happens next. He knows that this election is going to be consequential for people in our country here in the United States. But what he also wants us to remember above all else is what I am going to read from 1 Thessalonians 5 today. It's a Bible verse that I, or passage I should say, that I kind of remember on my own. And I'm going to read the whole section here just so that we can kind of get the full context. I'm not going to cherry pick something. But the reminder in here is that these things that are worrying you and are on your heart, they're not important. You can't just swipe them off the table as if they're not there because, oh, Jesus, you know, it's not that simple. Jesus understands those things. He lived those things and he acknowledges those things. So 1 Thessalonians 5, I'm going to start at verse 12. And it's the final instructions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
and benedictions from this letter. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. And here's the part that always kind of sticks in my brain. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. When you pray these things, and if you read these things, it can be like a prayer. Is it hard to rejoice when everything is falling apart? Is it hard to rejoice when you're angry, when you're frustrated? Or for me, my biggest thing is worry. It's very, very hard. And the phrase that always keeps coming back up in my mind, and this is something that I learned when I went through a time in my life where everything that I thought was important to me got turned upside down. And I realized the truth about what was really important, and what was really important was my faith in Christ and the fact that Christ had me the whole time that I was worrying. I went through an enormous amount of loss and despair and disappointment and hurt. And I spent so much time trying to fix the problem and praying for God to enact the fix that I had come up with for that problem. I knew what needed to be done. I knew that if X, Y, and Z just happened, we could be back on track. We could be back on in the direction that we were supposed to be heading. It would be a course correct and everything would be fine. Says who? Me? The entire time that I was stressing and praying so hard for things to be, you know, air quotes, fixed, what I came to find out was I was on the wrong path, and God was saying, fine, we'll do this the hard way. You can trust me in this and we can go down the path that I am laying out for you, or I'm going to be standing here with you, watching you, waiting for you to come to the realization that I've got you. And what I realized in that moment was the prayer that I should have been praying before, and the prayer that I pray myself now is I pray for peace and understanding, and most of all, a peace that passes all understanding. Because the truth is sometimes I'm praying for the opportunity to understand something that makes zero sense to me and to be at peace with it. God, please don't take away my willingness to be joyful and to rejoice in you while I don't get it. I admit it. I don't get it. I don't understand what path you're putting me on. I don't understand why this has to be this difficult. I don't understand why you want to go this way when it's obvious I think we should go that way. But I still acknowledge that you are God. And I still acknowledge that I am not. And I'm going to sit here and be still for a moment and ask you to send your spirit upon me, so that I can just have peace. I don't need to understand it completely. I don't need to understand it even a little bit. But I'm asking you to bring to me a peace that doesn't even make sense to me, a peace that passes all understanding, so that the one thing I know is that I can trust in you, and the one thing that I will continue to uphold is that you are my God. And then that is what matters. And in the midst of diagnoses or relationships that are lost or struggles at work or elections that don't seem to be going the way that they're supposed to be going, you sit there and you say, you know, God, this is what I want. This is what I think. I've been paying a lot of attention to this. I know the direction this needs to go. But I'm going to ask you to give me peace. I'm going to ask you to give me an understanding that because you are God, that's enough. And I think that that's how we can help each other get through this. You can pray for peace for yourself. You can pray for peace for other people. But to remember, too, as 1 Thessalonians 5 says in verse 16, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. And then they tell you exactly why. For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. That's what God wants for you. God is begging you to ask him for that peace, and he's there ready to bestow it upon you. I hope you have a blessed week, and thank you for listening today. Any feedback that you have on any of these episodes that I upload here on the weekends, I would love to have them. You can find me at anniefreyshow.com, Annie, F-R-E-Y, show.com. There's a feedback form. There's a contact form. I would love to hear from you. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-22. That's what I read for you today. Have a great week. I'll see you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.